here today at the second, this is the second annual Town Hall Internet Safety and Security Open House. We did this last year in a significantly smaller room across the hall. This year we had a lot more participation, a lot more organizations have really stepped up to the plate to do internet safety and safe computing education. As you can see around the periphery of the room, there are tabletops of organizations from industry to nonprofits to federally funded nonprofit organizations that do a lot of education, a lot of great work when it comes to internet safety and security. I'm very proud of all our partners here today at the Safe Computing Town Hall Open House, particularly where this is in conjunction with the Federal Trade Commission, who's done just tremendous work when it comes to internet safety education, particularly through OnGuardOnline.gov, which we are big fans of. We're waiting on a few members of Congress who are doing some votes, who wanted to come up down and make some remarks and announce a new initiative that we're launching. But before we do that, let me just introduce a representative from the Federal Trade Commission, Commissioner Pamela Harbor. She's been a strong advocate of consumer and competition, but also internet safety. I introduced the commissioner at the TechAid conference a couple years ago, and you've been a leader on those issues during that time. Been very supportive on Guard Online. Welcome, Commissioner Harbor.
Good afternoon, and thank you very much. I am delighted to offer a few brief welcoming remarks about consumer education and the efforts to promote the National Partnership for Safe Computing. This is a topic that is near and dear to my heart because I have three daughters at home, and they all love to go on the internet, and I want to teach them good internet practice behaviors and make them good medicine. So it is an issue that I'm very fond of. Well, consumer education is a priority of the Federal Trade Commission. And as the federal government's principal consumer protection agency, the commission has undertaken substantial efforts to increase consumer awareness of online security. We are very excited to be one of the many participating organizations at today's events. The FTC sponsors, as you know, a multimedia website called OnGuard Online, and it is designed to educate consumers about basic computer security. OnGuardOnline.gov provides practical tips from the federal government and the technology industry to help consumers be on guard against internet fraud, to secure their computers, and to protect their personal information. The website covers 14 topics, including social networking sites, spyware, malware, and phishing, and it is continually updated as technology changes and innovates. Since it was launched in September 2005 on Guard Online, and the Spanish equivalent of the site has logged more than 7.4 million unique visits. And while the OnGuard Online site is maintained by the Federal Trade Commission, it exists because of exactly the same types of partnerships that we see here today. The Commission works very closely with the technology industry, both corporations and nonprofits, many of which are in the room, to bring consumers the best practical advice they can use to stay safe online. OnGuard Online's federal partners include the Department of Homeland Security, the U.S. Postal Inspection Service, the IRS, the Department of Commerce, the Securities and Exchange Commission, and the Department of Justice. The Internet Education Foundation has been particularly gracious in sharing their expertise and their resources, which you can find on our OnGuard Online site. And we'd like to thank the IEF, and we continue to expect great things from our ongoing partnership. The FTC also depends on other organizations, groups, and individuals to help spread the word about online safety. And over the past year, universities, banks, major corporations, social networking sites, consumer unions, credit unions, ISPs, foreign governments, and even elected representatives have used and linked to our OnGuard Online resources. We also encourage the linking and reprinting of our award-winning materials, and everything is free and in the public domain. In fact, I believe Representative Beam's own webpage links to OnGuard Online, as well as many other members of Congress. And thanks to the leadership of Representative Beam, the House in November passed H.R. 3461, the Safer Net Act. That legislation would implement a national campaign to increase public awareness of internet safety, including online commerce, threats to financial information and privacy, cybercrime, threats to children, and cyber predators. The FTC welcomes this bill and its recognition of our existing consumer education efforts, including, of course, On Guard Online. And finally, I would like to thank the Congressional Internet Caucus Advisory Group and the IEF for holding today's spectacular event. I've been around to every table. I have a stack of materials, and it will be my summer reading. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Commissioner, and thank you for all your hard work on internet safety and security and your competition work as well at the Commission. The Commissioner just mentioned all the different organizations that are here today. There are, as I mentioned, some are federally funded, some are industry. I think a few people have already noted that there's a few more larger ISPs and commercial enterprises here today, and I think that's fantastic to augment some of the nonprofit work that we have. Again, some of these nonprofits are federally funded, so commercial dollars have been appropriated for that work. And but some folks are doing it with sort of the brow, like Larry Madigan over there and other folks, and even us are just trying to do some good education. The Commissioner had mentioned what we want to announce today is the National Partnership for Safe Computing. And essentially, Congressman Wolf will be here shortly, as will Congressman Melissa Beam, we hope. The idea behind that is to link up those members of Congress, like Commissioner Harbor, people interested in doing internet safety education in their districts. Congressman Wolf just did a recent, in March, an internet safety education, constituent education event in his district, trying to get parents, trying to get users aware of the risks on internet safety and security. So right now, we launched today, 8 members of Congress have joined the partnership. And the key to the partnership is doing exactly what Frank Wolf did just back in March, host some type of in-district or interactive constituent education event with your constituents on internet safety and security. We have 8 members of the coalition. I mentioned Congressman Dean, Congressman Frank Wolf, Elma Drake, Congressman Bob Goodlatte, who's also co-chair of the Congressional Internet Caucus, I have to say, Congressman Randy Forbes, Congressman Mark Kirk, Randy Cool, as well as Congressman Lamar Smith. We're starting with 8 members of Congress in this partnership, and we hope to build upon that. When we launched and I was not actually around at the time, when my boss launched the Congressional Internet Caucus Advisory Committee, there were only 5 members of the Congressional Internet Caucus at that time. Now there's about 200, and it's been said it's the most active and prominent caucus on the Hill. I want to thank our partners, our private sector partners, who bring to the table a vast array of educational resources that we see around, and everybody does different things, different multimedia tools, different types of educational materials. Some people can parachute into your district and actually do a town hall meeting in your district. I think Derek Real actually has a parachute from the Federal Training Commission. And I want to mention this event that Sandwich is, and we did release a national poll today for the press, which we can release on our website later this afternoon. Was sponsored by Comcast and Quest, who are great partners and particularly great finger food. So I'm very excited for Comcast and Quest. Thank you very much. The partners, as you can see, you can all meet them, are the American Library Association, which is a board member of mine, AT&T over here, Comcast behind me, Common Sense Media. Alan, thank you for coming. ConnectSafely.org, Larry Madigan and Ann Collier, two of the giants in the internet safety field, the Federal Trade Commission, of course. Again, NetWise, which is our organization, which has the largest collection of how-to internet safety and security tutorials on the internet. iSafe, iKeepSafe, Marcy Hancock is here. National Cybersecurity Alliance, Alyssa and everybody over there. National Cable Television Association, Cable in the Classroom. Quest Communications, thank you, Tom. Trustee Verizon, and WebWise Kids. So if you will bear with me while we just wait a little while and have some more of the finger food, motivate for the congressman. We may start this microphone up again. Commissioner Harbor, thank you so much for coming. As I mentioned today, we're very proud to announce the launch of the National Partnership for Safe Computing. Again, members of Congress getting together with these educational organizations to host constituent education briefings on internet safety and security. Also, you know, doing what they can in Congress to actually promote internet safety education and internet security education. So I would like to announce one of the first chairs of the honorary chairs of the Safe National Partnership for Safe Computing, Congresswoman Melissa Bean. She has sponsored the Safer Net Act, which allocates congressional money for internet safety education. She's in her second term, and she represents the 8th District in Illinois. Congresswoman, welcome.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Washington. For those of you who are new to the area, I want to also thank, I believe, Congressman Wolf either has come or will be stopping by from Virginia, who's also co-chairing this partnership. And thank you all for your efforts to help educate Americans about the dangers that accompany the wonderful access that the Internet provides to our kids. I also want to thank FTC Commissioner Pamela Jones, who's also been working on Guard Online and also co-chairing this support. One of the things I want to mention is the SaferNet bill came out of my own experience as a parent, seeing my kids get on these networking sites and communicating and sharing far more information than they should be because they really didn't know how secure that information was, and they really didn't appreciate the dangers. They were far too young. When I first came to Washington and I brought this up, a lot of people on the Hill didn't know what I was talking about. They hadn't heard of MySpace. They hadn't heard of any of these social networking sites. So they kept saying, you mean, are you talking about cybercrime or are you talking about identity theft? Because that was something they'd heard about on the Hill. And I guess I'm so bringing that parental perspective. I was like, no, my kids are talking to who they think are other children, but they really don't know if they are, and they need to know about those dangers. And so I started not only talking to my kids to sort of make them aware of those dangers, but we started doing dozens of internet forums across my district at schools so that students and teachers and their parents could better understand what those dangers were and protect themselves by not putting too much information out there. We also were joined by Miss America, Lauren Nelson, who has made internet safety a big issue for her and part of her platform, and she joined me. We had 1,000 sixth graders at a middle school in my district who were as excited to see her as they were to hear about the dangers on the internet. And, you know, most kids have grown up understanding stranger danger, and they have police come and talk to them in elementary school from a very early age. And so they know that if they go into a playground, they probably shouldn't talk to a stranger, but they don't appreciate that there's this virtual playground called the internet that has gotten wider and deeper and can come right into their homes and right into their bedroom and to their desktop. And that's where we need to create greater awareness. And I think the launch of this Partnership for Safe Computing so complements what many of us have tried to do in our own communities by helping coordinate those resources and make sure that we do have a higher degree of security. I also wanted to mention there were two other bills that we passed as part of our Internet Safety Initiative in the House, and now we're trying to get those through the Senate and to the President's desk this cycle. And so in addition to SaferNet, which provides additional resources, which I introduced, I also co-sponsored the PROTECT Act. And that is a bill that basically says that we need to track the digital footprints of those that are sex offenders and known sex offenders that are trafficking on the Internet. And so that was also passed as part of that initiative. And I introduced that with Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who's also a parent. She has 9-year-old twins. And a 5-year-old, and so she has the same concerns as they're now starting to get on the Internet more and more. And also the Kids Act, which requires that sex offenders who already have to register their physical addresses when they move into a community will now also have to register their Internet addresses so that those sites who are really trying to do a better job policing who's coming onto those sites will have the ability to do that. And so I want to thank you all for your efforts, and I also want to thank our private partners led by Tim Lorden and Nelson Broadway with the Internet Education Foundation. Thank you for your efforts in making our kids safer, and enjoy your time in Washington.
fantastic. And thank you for being one of the leaders of the National Partnership for Safe Computing. As I mentioned, I do want to thank Allie Rodway again for putting this all together, and Nick Perforis from our office, who's with us this summer. Fantastic job. We are releasing a poll. It went out to the press this morning, and it'll be up on our website later this afternoon. It has some interesting information. It was helped sponsored by Comcast and Quest. It says that we polled adult parents of kids, and we asked them several questions about safe computing and privacy and things like that. And we asked them, number one, do you believe that social networking is eroding young users' sense of privacy or expectations of privacy? A whopping 72% said yes. So we're getting a sense, on the one hand, that parents are concerned about social networking kind of eroding privacy. But conversely, the other part of the poll we asked was that if you had to go turn to somebody for internet safety and security information, education, organizations around the room, who would you turn to? We had a list of people. Organizations like these, law enforcement, a search engine, your friend. 27%, or almost 28%, said they would turn to their friends. So the potential for social networking, for sharing information about internet safety and security, is palpable. And I would just point out Larry Magid and ConnectSafely.org and his vision a couple of years ago to create a social networking space for parents to share information about safety and security. It just shows you what the polling data shows you what a good idea that was. And I will also note that was twice as many people, as we said, they would turn to law enforcement for education. And I really can't comment on what I think that means, but it's an interesting statistic. We also asked folks if they had had conversations, because I think more than anything, groups around the rooms are trying to encourage people to have conversations about internet safety and security with their kids. A huge number, 72% of people said that they had conversations with their families about internet and safety issues. I think that's a very positive thing. On the other hand, we asked them about how much they felt that their home computers were secure or their internet use was secure. About 65% said they felt that they were pretty secure, but only about 13% said they felt strongly about that. So I think there's a sense that they feel pretty secure, but aren't really quite sure. Again, that poll will be up on our website later this afternoon for anybody that wants to download it. I also want to point you to all the demonstrators are in this booklet that we handed out. In addition, for the congressional offices, there's a chart right in the middle that shows you the capacity of each of these organizations to do things, whether it's deliver materials, parachute into your district, whatever. This is your cheat sheet on what people can do for you and your districts. So with that, Congressman Wolf apparently had some cybersecurity issue of his own today. China apparently was hacking into his computer, so he is trying to deal with that. I don't know if he's writing code right now, but he's not going to be able to join us. But I want to thank him also and his staff for joining the partnership, and let's build on this. So